Brian Scott, Vanessa Ryan, BS and Vanessa.
WDEZ.
BS and Vanessa, good morning.
Whatever.
What is your DE? Are you okay?
Whatever. Take your good morning.
It's like going to an amusement park with you. The emotional roller coaster that you ride every single morning. It goes from yeah, whatever.
Well, because I'm trying to tell you that I don't care that you disappointed me, but you did, and it's just No, I'm fine. It's fine. I'm fine. I just asked you for help like numerous times, and then you're like, "You can't do it. You can't do it."
No.
And then I figured out I could do it.
I said I'll look into it.
Yeah, but then you never did, Brian.
Well, yeah, that's one of my character flaws. But I tell people I'll do stuff and then I never do. I have good intentions.
But then you never did. Like, I've been asking you for months, please help me out in this blog so that I can, you know, do this correctly. Because it's like, I don't know if you got to see what Dirk Bentley's wife did this week, but it's pretty amazing.
She ran the marathon, right? Is that what you're talking about? We talked about this already. She ran the marathon. Is there more to the story than that?
Nope.
Did I just give it away?
Whatever.
There's more to it.
Whatever.
I'm not going to talk about the pictures that you put on there.
Whatever.
About
it doesn't
the shirts
even
that
matter anymore. It doesn't really matter. Now people don't need to go look because you just told them why. So what's the big deal? You know? I asked you, though, for help in helping me out with this. You're like, yeah, I'll look into it. I'll help you. No, you can't do that. It's impossible. You can't do it with our system. And here come to find out we could do it. So, and then I said, no, I'm not mad. It's fine. And I guess I really am.
So that's what it comes down to? Yeah. You really are angry at me.
I guess.
Do I need to go back in the timeout in the corner?
I think I am a little angry at you, actually. I think it's coming out right now for some reason. I don't know what's happening. But.
Oh, it just came out all over the place.
Well, I guess I don't appreciate when people say they're going to do something and then they don't do it. That's one thing that it bothers
me. Because I can't fix that.
Well,
I've been doing that my whole life.
That you say you're going to do things and then just not do it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of annoying.
It's more disappointing than annoying.
Well, it is. It's disappointing.
Get ready because being this close to me, you will be disappointed a lot.
That's why my expectations for you are so low. Like, if you're just in the studio when I get here every morning, I'm happy.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, oh, Brian's here. He made it to work. Thank goodness. That's
and
how
I
low
still
my expectations
managed to find a way
are
to
for
disappoint you.
You. Well, it's because
that takes talent right there.
I have asked you over and over for your help. And
I helped you, though. We got it to work.
Well,
it was a very lengthy process, actually, what it was. Yeah. I mean, how long did it take it to fix it once I actually did it?
Once you actually helped me out, it was just like seconds.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's how you do it. That's fantastic.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Well, apparently it's not okay. Wait a minute. I can't say I do that. I say it's fine, but it's really not fine. I'm sorry.
Sometimes I forget that people, like normal people, aren't as intelligent as I am when it comes to technology. And things like that.
So you're saying that I'm stupid.
No, I'm saying you're normal.
No,
I'm saying I'm above average. I'm saying you're average.
No. The only reason why you figured out the problem is because we knew a coworker made it happen.
Yeah.
So what you did was, you put two and two together. If that coworker made that happen that way, there must be some way
here. Yeah, because she's not very intelligent either when it comes to
that
stuff.
But what would have happened if we wouldn't have realized our coworker had done it, was that you would have kept saying you can't do it. You just
can't
do it. You just can't do it.
She's more below average, but you're like average. So I figured if she can do it, there's got to be a way to teach you how to do it. That was my thought process, and it worked. You're going to break the clicker on your pen there.
Why? Can you hear me clicking my pen? Can you tell I'm mad?
Not at all.
No. I'm just like.
It is 8:42 BS and Vanessa in the morning. Cole Swindell. You know what you need? You need to just be chilling it.
For now.
Just chill a little bit. I got my shades on. Can we kiss and make up?
I don't know why you just don't change the name of the show to just BS.
I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. Thanks.
Come here. Let's kiss and make up.
Nope. I'm afraid if I get close to you right now, I may just flick you in the face. That could happen.
In case you're just tuning in, Vanessa asked for my help a while back, and I was not able to help her.
Actually, a few times I asked for some help.
We had schedule conflicts, and
no,
I was not able to help
her. We see each other every day, all day. We hang out
outside
of work all the time.
It was a
pretty big fix. Our families spend time together. We're very good friends.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was able to help her this morning, and apparently she was not happy that I helped her this morning.
No, because it was something that you could have done immediately, but you admitted that you put it off and you'd never meant to help me in the first place.
No, I did mean to help you. I have good intentions.
But you said sometimes you never come through on your intentions. So.
Yeah, I try though.
Yeah, and then you said that I was inferior to you. And
no, I said that, well, I may have said something like that,
yeah,
but that's not exactly
you
what
did.
I said.
No, you did.
WDEZ, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I am a very good friend of Vanessa. She was my first WDEZ person I met. And all I'm going to tell you, Brian, is you need to go lay by your dish. And that's just the way it is. No timeout. You go lay by your dish.
Oh, so I'm totally in the doghouse is what you're saying.
You got that right. You leave my Vanessa alone. Don't make me have to stop at the station. And,
yeah, baby.
Thank you so much for calling.
Love you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, WDEZ.
Hello. I just wanted to tell you that you need to be nicer to her. Because I love listening to you guys, but you are just being a big old bully right now.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you,
Vanessa, you are being a bully.
No, I am not.
No, she is not.
No.
Oh, I'm the bully?
Yes, Brian, you are the bully.
Oh.
I'm sitting here in the car, and I'm like, he's being so mean to her right now. If I were there, I probably would have punched you in the throat.
Wow. There's a lot of hatred all over Central Wisconsin.
No, Brian, you push us to that point. That's the problem. You push us there. You push us. You push and you push. You poke, 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 and then you push right off the ledge. It's not cool.
It's all your fault. It's your fault that all the women are going crazy.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
And you know what? If you get punched in the throat 14 times today, you probably deserved it.
Well, thank you for your comments. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Have a
good
great day.
Vanessa. Good luck with him.
Thank you, hon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Hi, WDEZ.
You know, Brian, you just keep digging the hole deeper and deeper when you get into trouble.
What what do you mean?
Yep.
Well, telling these women that they're inferior to you in the electronics.
No, hold on. No, let me clarify something. No, let me clarify something. Not just women, most people are inferior to me.
Oh, why do you have an inflated ego?
I'm just.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, Brian, pretty soon you're not going to be able to get through the door because your head's going to be so big.
Well, we're already there.
I'm just saying.
We're already there.
Trust me, it's a curse. I was given looks,
Brian.
And I was also given the intelligence to go with these looks. It's like a double-edged sword. I am the victim here.
What it is a shovel full of BS.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You know who this is, Brian.
Yes. We love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Goodbye. Hi, WDEZ.
Yeah!
That pretty much
they couldn't even
it
stand
right
your
there.
Voice. They hung up on
great.
You.
That's great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
DS and Vanessa in the morning. WDEZ.